Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. Just have a update to a previous video I had did on how to encode video on your Mac to a OGG format. Now, this is a bit different because this is for your Mac and Linux, or in my case, Ubuntu. So, I'm going to show you the different ways that I do it. Now, first, what I want to show you is, as you can see on my site, I've gone ahead and updated all my Linux tutorials or videos that I've done for Linux, and I've created the videos in either .ogv or .ogg video format, so that Linux users are able to watch the videos if they don't want to install any flash players or any additional players, to be able to view, say, like the QuickTime videos that I always do, because I pretty much do everything in QuickTime. Now, we'll go ahead and switch over to Linux for a minute. And what I want to show you on here is I have a video here called OGTest.mov. Now, what you'll first need to do is go to your applications, add and remove. Now, I've already installed this, but if you haven't, then this is where you would go ahead and install this application. And you can just search for convert OGG. And you'll see the application called OGG Convert. Now, you may have to have it show all available applications, so that way this will come up for you. So definitely go ahead and enable that if this does not show. So once you install this application, you can then go ahead, go from your applications, sound and video, convert. You'll get this little box here. We'll select our source video, which in my case, this is on my desktop. And I have it right here, OGG test. And what I found with this is the audio quality, you can leave on 3, but if you want the best video quality, then move it all the way up to 10. And you can leave it on the Theora video format. Now, this does make the extension .ogv, whereas in my other example, it's going to make it .ogg, but it's still a video nonetheless. So we'll go ahead and convert this. And this doesn't take very long. It's actually pretty quick. So I'll let that run through and we'll come back to it. All right, now that that's just about complete, this will go ahead and create the OGG video format video for us so that Linux users are able to view this, as I say, without installing any additional players or decoders or anything of that nature on their system. So that's already completed. We can go ahead and close out this program. Now, this is the same test video that I have on my desktop for my Mac installation. And as you can see, the original video is 23.3 megabytes. So I want you to keep these sizes in mind. So 23.3 is the original QuickTime video file size. And the one that we've just re-encoded to OGG format. Now this can vary. It can sometimes be lower or a bit higher. And this one is 19.6 megabytes in size. So keep that in mind. Now we can go ahead and open this up. Play this video here. Everyone, it's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. Now, some of you may find this interesting, while others may not. Now, we all use, and as you can see, the video quality is actually pretty good with that setting where I adjust the video setting all the way to 10 and kept the audio down at 3, which was the default setting. Now, what I want to show you is for the Mac users, as I said, as I did say before, I did show the FFmpeg to Theora way of doing it, but you had to do it through Terminal. Now, a lot of people aren't comfortable with Terminal, so maybe that's just not an option for you. The other option would be to go to www.xiph.org/QuickTime. Now, they do have a QuickTime component. You can download this component. And once you've downloaded it and you've unzipped it, what you do is you can either navigate to your library components folder and then drop in the component there, or go to library QuickTime and, you know, put it in your QuickTime components, either or. Again, as I said, I'm using the same video, and we'll just look at that. It's 23.4 megabytes. And we're going to use QuickTime to encode it this time, because as I said, this component is for QuickTime. So we'll go to File, Export. And when you look at your options, it'll say Movie to OGG. Go ahead and select that. Now, I've messed around with the settings, and the best settings that I found was when you go to your options. Audio, there's really nothing to change, but you can just leave it as it is. On the video settings, click on it, and this will say compression type, XIPH, Theora. Pretty much everything is going to be at default, except for on quality. By default, it's on medium. I find it best to put it on high, and sharpness, by default, it's on low. Now, if you leave it on the default setting, you're going to get a very bad video quality. So I just found it best to keep it on high and the quality on high. Now, you can use best, but I didn't really see much of a difference between best and high, except for a lot bigger file size. So that's why I opted to keep it on the high setting rather than the best setting. So once we have our settings, we'll just go ahead and click OK. And we can go ahead and export this. I'm going to save it to my desktop. This should take roughly about 2, maybe 1.5 minutes to encode. So I'll let that go through its process, and then we'll come right back to that. All right, now that that's finished encoding, we'll go ahead and view that video. Let me just move this to the side here. And I'll go ahead and open this up with the VLC player. Hey, what's up, everyone? It's your boy, Willie V, a.k.a. Bull Boy Kennels. Now, and as you can see, the video quality on here is very good as well. It's still kept the sharpness pretty well. It's not as clear as the QuickTime video that is encoded in H.264. However, it's fairly close, not exactly, but fairly close, and still will get the job done very well. Now let me close that out, and we'll see the video size for this. And that one is 15.7 megabytes. So still fairly good small size while maintaining very good video quality for that particular video. So again, if you like to get the component, I'll post up the links for the site. So if you're a Mac user, definitely use this QuickTime component for your videos. And if you're a Linux user, as I said, you can go to your applications and use the OGConvert application as well, which you would need to install to do so. Anyways, this was Willie V, aka BoolboyKennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.